Well, Tadco is in a big one that's probably been circled on the calendar for a lot of people for certain reasons. But for your hockey team that's lost three games in a row, it's time to get back on home ice and snap this streak and turn this thing around.
Yeah, it really is. It's something that we've obviously been talking about a lot this year, and I thought we took good steps on Saturday, where a couple of mistakes obviously led us to the loss on that game. And but I like the effort, and I like the effort in the final couple of minutes. But we've still got to find a way to win, and it's another chance for us on home ice tonight to get that back rolling. And something else that we need to be better on home ice as well. Where you look at some of our records right now, we've almost been better on the road. So we've got to find a way on home ice to be able to use the crowd to our advantage and make sure that we're ready to go.
I know the weekend was a couple losses, but even packing up and you guys had already hit the highway home, Rory McGoran, the voice of the Broncos, looked at me and said, I know you guys have lost three in a row, but this weekend could have been different, and you guys could have won both. So I thought that was great to hear, and I think it's true, because the effort in the team is there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's almost like you just got to get over that last hurdle before we know when we like our team and we know we can do great things. It's just getting over that last hurdle, and it's gonna what's gonna be that last hurdle that we finally get over and then go on a run and be able to do what we know what this group can do. And it's one of those things where you just got to keep pushing. You can't get frustrated. You just got to simplify things and make sure you take care of your job and don't give up at all, because once like we've talked about, if we can just push through and keep battling through all this stuff, it's only going to make us stronger in the end.
I know you always worry about your own team, but this Melville Millionaires coming in, you haven't played them yet. I'm going to have an idea that some of their tendencies just from, because Doug's their coach and you played for him and whatnot. But this Melville Millionaires team, they've got a great record and they're leading their division, and it's not going to be an easy out tonight.
No, and we talk about it all the time where there's no easy outs in our league. I mean, we've seen it on a nightly basis where anybody can beat anybody if somebody wants to take the night off. And it's good for the league and stuff like that. And we got to make sure we're ready to go. Like you said, we know a lot of their tendencies. Most of our 20-year-olds have played under that system. And Bernauer is obviously a guy that played under it last year, and I played under it as a player and as well as coach, but with it too. So it's something that we've obviously done our homework, and I expect us to be ready to go tonight.